Blog Talk Radio. Whoa. What about us? Michael, rest in peace. But keep it real, because your spirit lives on. Wow. One of my favorites, Earth Song by the late, great Michael Jackson. Welcome to another edition of Productive News Weekly. My name is Daryl Clark, and you're at the right place at the right time for my troopers that hung in there. We have a late night edition tonight, but it's going to be well worth your time. Yeah, we opened up with that for a reason. This is Earth Week and Earth Month. It's actually Earth Year and Earth Decade, but, you know, we're going to just boil it down right now to what's going on. Yeah, Saturday is actually Earth Day, so, you know, we like to just touch upon the theme, especially that specific theme. There's so many that, you know, many I don't touch upon. But Earth is near and dear to me, seeing as it's right now the only one that I'm aware of that, you know, we have. And so I thought those were so apropos, the lyrics, that is. You know, what about the sunrise? What about the rain? What about the things you said were to gain? I mean, man, the brother was just right all on it. I could just go on, but I encourage you all, check out the lyrics on that one. Earth Song by Michael Jackson. There's another one maybe we'll close out on that I particularly liked around this time of year as well. Heal the World, which is another beautiful one. So with that said, thank you for taking the time out to tune in to Productive News Weekly, where we bring you news and information called from around the globe. And we're just so plump pleasingly pleased to have you to join us in this uncommon discourse, where we bring you news and information that's intended to encourage you and inspire you and, of course, enlighten you and empower you and, well, instill you to get involved and make a difference for you and your loved ones and, well, all those around you and all those on the planet, in fact. And truly, we can all make a difference, however large or small, but we can make a productive difference, putting all the other minutia that really doesn't matter aside. We can make a real difference, and that's what we're about. So we bring you that news and information so that you can act upon it. It's news that you can truly use. And so this evening, you know, we're going to be talking about some pertinent things related to well, the Earth, and it's a very special guest, and I'm just really plumb pleasingly pleased to have, it's not really a guest, she's more of a friend and a partner of Productive News. She's been with us many, many, many years, and for my regular listeners that are getting my emails and my text of the upcoming program, you know who I'm referring to, so I'll just leave that carrot out there for just a moment. I can tell you that she is a GMO expert. I guess I just spilled it on that one because all my regular listeners know right there. She's also a human energy expert, and well, that if that doesn't give you all the clues for my regular listeners, then I don't know what to say. And we so often talk about the human energy side when her and I come together. This evening I wanted to talk more about one of her other passions, which is the unadulterated food that we need to be healthy, and the counter of that, which is modified food that's still there. And I know many of you look in your shelves and you see more than ever before non-GMO. And a lot of that has to do with some of the work that this particular energy spirit lady has done nationally and internationally. Of course, we have to talk about numbers and cents, and well, you know, productive farming can tie into that, and we need to be so very careful because there's still a large percentage of our farmland that is, you know, dedicated to genetically modified food. And with that, we need to also be careful of the farmland that's being bought. And then some really startling statistics on that I don't think many folks realize. And I do from time to time talk about some of the things that we just need to be aware of in terms of our farmland. So we do a piece called Numbers and Cents, and that's numbers like, you know, the numbers we learned in elementary school on up, and cents, not like C-E-N-T-S, but S-E-N-S-E, numbers and cents. So farmland, and this is kind of a takeoff on last week, and I've been talking a little bit about this more and more, and we will continue the conversation about being very conscious and aware. So before we get into some of the discourse with our special guest, I'm referring to the impact of our, what many don't understand, is somewhat of an adversary, and that is our global neighbors at the CCP, Chinese Communist Party. I'm not paranoid about it. It's just the simple fact that 80% of our product is made by this particular entity. And with the situation in Taiwan, and if you're not aware of that, you need to be paying more attention. Because more than 80% of our microchips, which everyone that's listening right now are using, and I would dare say probably for your livelihood. Now, when we talk about livelihood, there's a root in that word, live, life, as in life, in order to live. You need these things. And so if we're dependent on a country, an entity, for our livelihood, who may very well be an adversary, because there's been some, as they say, saber rattling going on about this Taiwan thing. And of course, for those of you who don't know, I'd be a little bit taken aback if you don't. There's been much talk about China taking control of Taiwan, and Taiwan desires to be a fully independent nation. And you have to do some of your own research, and we'll talk more and more about it to give you some of the fillers in between. But there's a pact, if you will, between China and Taiwan, where Taiwan has a certain amount of independence. Well, China is feeling at this point that they should fully control Taiwan. And there's been talk that there's going to be an invasion sometime in the next 1 to 3 years. If that takes place, America has rattled a little bit. And what I mean by that, in case you don't know that term, it just means that, you know, folks are kind of reaching for the guns without really going for them, if you will. It's just to say, wait a minute now, you know, don't make that move. Be careful, because we will support Taiwan. And, you know, China, in no uncertain terms, have said, I don't think you want to do that. You sure you want to step across that line? Remember that little thing, I dare you to, you know, push the toothpick off my shoulder or whatever, that whole thing. Or I dare you to cross that line, you know, the little high school games back in the day. Now everybody's shooting everybody, but it's another story, another time. So that's what's kind of going on between America and China. Now just think about that. If we should go into a conflict with a country that provides us 80% of our product, and it's going to be over a country that provides 80% of our chips, which is basically our livelihood, I think we should be taking a look at that. So I just encourage you to be more aware as you're having conversations across the dinner table or in the supermarket line. Just be aware on the side that you take. I'm not trying to tell you how to think or decide. I just want to give you enough information because I think you have good and common sense. And that's what I'm about, truth, logic, and common sense, as Ted Nugent would say. Truth, logic, and common sense. This isn't about being a Republican or being a Democrat or being a Libertarian, Green Party, and all that other political stuff. This isn't about religion. This is just about truth, common sense, and logic. And it just seems logical that you wouldn't get yourself in that position with someone who you really can't trust. So I'm just saying that to say, well, how does that tie in with the Earth Week? Well, as you might imagine, China would not allow us to come in and build factories and plants on their land near, especially any of their military bases. Of course, we all know about the balloon that China, you know, sent across our mainland. We now know that it traversed across military bases and circled. And so that's been revealed, and it has come out that it didn't just come across down through Montana and go across and out into the ocean and near the Virginia shore, which basically is right across the center of the country. And over certain military bases, it's known that the balloon actually stopped. So it was being controlled by China. Now, there are too many indicators that make me, as a common sense person, I don't have to be a military expert, to say, And when I, on top of that, look at some other statistics that I was able to discern, well, Chinese companies own 340,000 acres of U.S. farmland. And many of these are near military bases. This has all occurred over the last decade or so. So I think we need to be holding our local, state, federal, political representatives accountable, and we need to be watching what kind of decisions they're making, regardless of political party. I think we need to be paying more attention to that, because I do believe that some in political positions are compromised. That's my personal belief. I'm doing some more research on it. And when I say compromised, I mean compromised by the Chinese government, because we know that there are certain, well, the NBA, you know, you remember that whole thing where they were had an issue about certain rights that China had, and then China said, NBA, if you ever want to do business here in China again, you need to shut your mouth. And, of course, the NBA shut up about it. So, yes, certain businesses are compromised, and, you know, when you, you know, put that all together, they do have a certain influence, because businesses influence politicians, and there's the link. So why do I mention that? Well, I think that's important. When you look at 340,000 acres, that's a lot of land, and it's that number's growing. So I wanted you all to be aware of what's going on, and as we talk about farmland, there's other things we need to be aware of in terms of our farmland, and you know, that's just domestic, and that is what's being grown on that farmland now. And so there's much to be said about that, and our guest, I'm sure, will have some things to be to say about that as well. But so the numbers in cents are 340. That's the number in cents for the week. 340. Thousand acres, many near military bases. And I wonder how much of that has GMO food. I wonder how much of that is even has food on it, or is it just strategic? Well, enough of that, folks. Let's get into the heart of this program and bring on someone I just love having on and having some intense and true logic and common sense conversation with, and that is Miss Eula Pasternak. She's with us this evening with all the knowledge that comes with her, and insight and enlightenment and the like. So it's going to be a plum-packed program this evening. I thank you again for tuning in, and it's a live program, folks, so you know, if you got a comment, I think we have one already, just press 1 on the dial, and we'll make sure we, you know, give you some airtime. But I wish everyone a happy, healthy Earth Week, Earth Month, Earth Year. Last week, if you didn't catch it, tune in. I talked a little bit about spring planting, and not just spring planting, but actually beginning to grow your own. It's going to be very, very important as time moves on and the price of food goes up. And there was a time when I was growing up when you had a garden. Even if you lived in an apartment, you know, one of my friends, we all had fruit trees or gardens. And it wasn't just for hobby or for therapy. It was for food. And I think we need to be thinking about getting back to some basics on that. And we're going to have some of that conversation with Ms. Ula Pasternak as well. So hold on. You got some conversation that you want to share with us, just press that 1 on the dial. And myself or Cecil, or you'll be given an opportunity to, you know, share your thoughts about what's going on. All right. So, Ms. Pasternak, I believe you. Let me see. Yeah, Ms. Pasternak is in studio. Ms. Pasternak, Leula?
Hello, everyone. Hello, Daryl. I'm here.
Hey. How are you?
I'm good. I had a beautiful 3-hour drive up from PA, Pennsylvania, to Catskills. Oh, how beautiful spring is, even from highways, even from roads. Flowers blooming, and the different zones of that, like graded from full blown in my area to a little less, but it's just like, look at that, they're just starting up. Okay.
You can see the transition, right, as you went north.
Love the beautiful sunshine and weather, so yes, I'm inspired, always inspired by growth of spring, nature, and beauty that is so amazing if we slow down to appreciate it and enjoy it and maybe even do some, like you mentioned, some gardening ourselves.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, you know, as the founder of the Pure Life Center for Empowered Living and prior to that, you know, other energy centers, one thing I heard in what you expressed about that joyous trip that business trip you took up north from Pennsylvania to upstate New York was you encountered beauty that you recognized. And so with that, I'll ask a question, which is somewhat rhetorical, but for our listeners to just ponder over a little bit. That's something that was there and you recognized. And I'm sure you were on the road with thousands of other drivers. Would you say, true or false, that there were many, if not majority, that didn't recognize the same beauty that they were passing that you passed? So I'm talking about choice.
Yes, but that would be my maybe judging them. I mean, that's putting them down. It is
no,
our,
it's not. That's
it's
not putting them down.
Well, it's a comment that is, you know, evaluating. Well, I didn't stop by and look at them. I was admiring the beauty and paying attention to the road and soaking it all up. But
so the point I was...
Yeah, the essence of your question is about our choice. Do we want to pay attention to beauty and create beauty? Or are we too busy with, like your word is minutiae, mine is mundane, whatever words we use for busyness and maybe a bit of between arrogance and ignorance, because without beauty, there is less joy. And without joy, there is more apathy. And with more apathy, there is numbness. And with numbness, there is just many more bad choices in life. Because if we don't care, if we don't care about our body, our heart, our mind, our soul, then who does? And whose responsibility is it?
But, you know, some people just don't know. That, and back to my, you know, statement, I wasn't putting them down because of someone not knowing something is not necessarily their fault. I mean, there's a whole miseducation going on in our school systems. I can't say that's the children's fault because of their ignorance. So the point wasn't that, oh, boy, look at these people. They don't realize what's around them, how ignorant of them. No, the point was knowledge is bliss. And so for our listeners, because we want to spread and proliferate the knowledge, the awareness, and I think we all have a responsibility, not just a right, a responsibility to share in that awareness, because there's so many people that are not aware for whatever reason, many probably legitimate. You know, they're on the road, they're driving, they got their minds on something else. It's not necessarily that they're bad people. They could be the most beautiful people in the, you know, in the area, but
exactly.
Their minds are somewhere else.
And
so the recognition, go ahead.
Exactly. And I always enjoy admiring and learning and noticing those that lead by example. Because preaching is exhausting or uncomfortable or actually disempowering. How about like you and I? We always have an interesting conversation because we are safe and comfortable with each other. Nothing is taken personally. And we can open up and discuss everything from here to heaven, from bad to good and in between, because we trust each other and we trust that what we're doing is good, because we are service-oriented, because we want to share goodness that is available to us in this world. And for me, that's the fun. That's why when we come together on these programs, we want to help others feel it, sense it, get inspired to be more like, not like us, but more like the goodness that they seek in life. And that is choice of quality over quantity, because that is what will be with our food. That is what will be with our farmers and farming and sharing and maybe just providing what we can for ourselves. Because the
government, we have to have, go ahead.
Oriented. But the government will invest in what brings money and our is seduced by lobbyists, whether they're Chinese-based or whether they're chemical industry-based or whether there's just mega food corporations that want pretty much the cheapest, the fastest, and that is for us to use. And like you said, a little bit of awareness with what the sources, what possible challenges might be in the food, and not just because it's processed, but I just learned that our meat production has been receiving vaccines and RNA vaccines for years, especially pork and the birds, the chickens and turkey. So wait a minute. I don't want to have that in my food because I want my food to be as pure as I can find it and afford it. And that,
wait a minute. Now, you just dropped a bombshell, you know, and so we can't let you drop that and not explode it. You just dropped a bomb. We gotta break that one down just a little. And I know we only have a few more minutes with you. You just said that through some research, you determined that the food that we've been ingesting, approved by the U.S., another one of our watchdogs, USDA, or, well, whatever the food watchdog is, has been approved by have been injected with the mRNA vaccine. Is that what you just said, Ms. Yula?
Yes, the pork industry has been using it for quite a few years. Now, I think they've just approved it for chickens and cattle is the next one, so the dairy products are also going to be polluted. So, and what I was truly disappointed about, that they don't have to disclose any of it, including they can be approved for organic meat. And that is really disappointing for me, because if it's approved for humans, then I guess they don't need to check on anything if it is shared with animals. So it's just like, no, I don't think so. I'm already opposed to not being, I want disclosure. I want truthful disclosure. So if my fruits and vegetables will have gene editing, I would like to know that. If my government subsidizes fake meat and insect production for protein, I would like to know what those ingredients come from. And I really don't like the fact that my government subsidizes that and not organic production. But the good news is organic agriculture is growing. We are choosing more and more, so our demand is what fuels that type of agriculture. And there is always a choice. You just have to be a little smarter and look a little harder and do a little bit of research and education so that we can buy or invest in or grow the best that we can under the circumstances. And maybe put pressure on our elected officials about labeling, about full disclosure, the way we have done with GMOs, at least the what I call GMO 1.0, and now GMO 2.0 does not need to be researched, does not need to be disclosed, because it's not modifying, it's just editing. It's like, oh, we're going to do the technicality thing and wordplay. Are we still in preschool? My goodness. Full disclosure. Let me know what I'm eating, or I will be refraining from purchasing it, because I want my body to be safe. I want my loved ones to have unadulterated food and water and air so that I can improve my odds of staying healthy and help others do the same, because the choice is smart. And like you, I want to do things smarter, not harder. I want to live, work smarter, not harder, and enjoy this beautiful realm of existence, because I'm here to have fun, enjoy my body, enjoy my mind, enjoy my heart, enjoy my soul, enjoy the environment around me and those that care to share their life with me. So there is plenty to get information about, Cornucopia Institute, Rodale Institute, Research Center for Organic Farming, Food Safety, Center for Food Safety.
Are these sources, Ms. Pasternak, these are sources that individuals can go and get more information from?
Yes, Environmental Working Group. There is so much goodness out there to help us understand. Wonderful organization, Moms Across America, Organic Food Association, just to get ourselves educated. And, for example, Environmental Working Group, they give us the Dirty Dozen, the most pesticide-influenced fruits and vegetables, avoiding those. That improves our health and odds of getting sick so much. And that's
you said Environmental Working Group. What was that?
EWG. Yes, I apologize. I'm on the road, so I'm not in front of a computer. I cannot give you ORG or COM or the endings of the. Yeah.
No,
but,
just the names of the organizations.
And of course, my go-to about GMOs is the Responsible Technology, the Center for Food Safety. There is some really good organizations that are the watchdogs for us, and worth investigating, worth educating ourselves, sharing with our loved ones. We made progress, but the bottom line for cheap food is always there. And like you mentioned, China has bought farmland all over the world, wants to control the world in the most sneaky way. Food, water, and air. And they are doing it smarter and not harder. So let's do that even better. And take care of ourselves and take care of each other the best we can. And enjoy Earth. Enjoy Earth Day. Let's do some cleanup. Let's do some beautifying and some appreciating. As we can, but we need to choose that. We're good?
Wow, you know, you dropped a couple bombs on us here this evening. I know your time is very short. Let's do this again. I know next week you'll probably be traveling again, but let's in the next 2 or 3 weeks, I want to come back and do a deeper dive into some of this information for our listeners, because as I was opening up, it's about awareness. It's not a focus on ignorance, because ignorance is a saying, ignorance is bliss, but it's about awareness. And so I'd like you to come back and join me and let's try to educate our listeners, and maybe we can germinate. You know, everything starts with a seed, a spark, right? Can't have a fire without a spark. And that's all it takes is a spark. I mean, think about it. On the negative side, you know, how many thousands and tens of thousands of acres have been destroyed with just a spark. So on the positive side, with that, speaking of energy, my energy expert, energy can be used for good and bad, right? So let's take some energy and make it good and take a spark and just germinate some knowledge and awareness. And let's see how far with our, let's call them radio warriors, we can take this. Because I saw the work that you've done in the last 10 years with that GMO. Ms. Pasternak, amazing. Things have changed. And I'm not saying you're the only person that made it happen, but how long have we been talking about this and the research and the work that you've been doing with GMO awareness for the last decade? Oh, my gosh, it's a lot changed. And I'm going to say a lot of it has to do with you and the organizations you're involved with. Thank you. Thank you for caring. I know you got to go, and you've been pushing it. You gave me an extra 5 or so minutes. I know you got a client waiting. Oh, well, promise me you're going to come back. We'll do this again within the next 2 or 3 weeks.
You got it. Thank you, listeners.
Okay.
Say, enjoy this world. Make it beautiful.
Yes.
And fun.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Wow.
Take care.
Wow. That was beautiful. That was Ms. Eula Pasternak. By the way, she is the founder for the Pure Life Center. It's a holistic center of wellness, and she is a human energy expert. And when I say human energy, some of you understand to some extent. You may have heard of things like Reiki and those types of modalities for health and wellness. So she is truly a master, literally, in those modalities and through her center. You can truly get help in balancing your life and your loved ones' lives as well. She can be reached on 610-850-3319, and I'm sure she'd be more than happy to assist any of you with, you know, the things that you might need help with in terms of your personal wellness. So she'll be joining us, I can promise you that, because she did drop a couple of, as we used to say, she dropped a couple of bombs and didn't explode them. And we're going to explode them when she comes back, that's for sure. RNA vaccines and beef, did you hear that? And here's the issue with that. As she was saying, because of lobbyists, and we talked about that a little bit in my opening discourse, you know, I mentioned that that's a problem. I've been talking about it for almost 15 years on air, that who's running things? You know, is it your local politician? Well, they say politics are local, and I believe that because the more local, the less of that you have, because the more you yourself sitting there in the seat or standing where you are can make a difference, because you can go to a city council meeting, right, and you can look right in the eyes of a person, and guess what? You can influence that person being elected. So on the local level, you have a lot more power, but that power does aggregate up to, you know, a county level, because there's county politics, and then that aggregates up to a state level, and believe me, they're all connected. And so you have more influence than you may realize when you start talking those things at the lower level, because if you're talking to city council influences the mayor. There's a mayor association in every state. So now your mayor is going to talk to the local mayor in the other side of the state, and they're going to say, you know, my constituents are really starting to gear up about da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And that's how things change. And all those mayors talk to, guess what? The governor. And guess what? Governors become presidents of the United States. So you have more influence than you realize, and we need to be educated in order to have influence, because if we don't know, we can't influence. That's, you know, clear, simple logic. Truth, logic, common sense. That's what we're talking about here, folks. And I agree with Ms. Pasternak. This is about full disclosure. We need to know. And I know just from research I've done and talk with Ms. Pasternak and others in that field of study that there's been a lot of lobbyists. A lot of bills have been passed in the last 5 years that we just don't hear about. Everything is not mainstream news. You know, like, okay, Biden, you may hear the latest narrative. You know, Biden is saying he wants to approve transgender being able to compete, and he's going to stop federal funding if states don't allow transgender to compete against non-transgender. In other words, for those of you I'm speaking, especially those who have, you know, female loved ones and relatives, you know, whether it be a daughter, granddaughter, great-granddaughter, niece, and the like, who are competing and trying to compete at a high level. I don't believe. I'd like to hear your voices. Someone was on and had a hand raised. I was about to give them the opportunity to speak. I don't know what it was about, but they've dropped off since. Maybe they didn't have time, or maybe I said something they couldn't handle. But we're about truth, logic, common sense, and we're open discourse. That's what we're about. Everyone has a voice here. I don't do cancel culture. You may not agree with me, but we don't have to be disagreeable. So if you have some thoughts, press 1 on the dial. We're live here, folks. We're just a little small piece right now with our little tens or hundreds or thousands that tune in. And, well, with your help, we'll grow and maybe make a difference at some point. Hopefully that's the goal. On a broader scale, but we can at least have some uncommon discourse, because it's uncommon, because we don't hear this kind of conversation normally. You don't hear it on mainstream, at least not normally, you don't. So getting back to what I was saying, you know, how does it tie in with the whole Biden thing and the transgender influence? Well, you know, if you have someone that's, let's say, a swimmer, you know, a young, talented, potential, you know, global athlete, and somewhere along the line in high school, they find that they have to compete against a transgender, and they may have been a state champ otherwise. Now, you know, their hope is just shuttered. So I totally disagree with that, but that's something that, as an example, our president said, okay, this is something. Now, I will say I'm happy to see that that's hitting mainstream, but everything does not hit mainstream. And there's so many issues like the one that we heard about, because wouldn't you think that that should be mainstream news, that RNA vaccines have been injected in the food that we're eating? Why haven't we heard that on Fox News or CNN or Newsmax or MSNBC or any of, or ABC, not to mention, and I'm just going to stop referring to them as ABC. I'm going to just start referring to them as Disney and NBC as General Electric, because, you know, you need to get down to the core of who's really running things, and it gives you a better perspective of what's happening. And that's where I believe we really do need to get. So enough of that discourse, folks. We're closing out on this program. As I said, it's been a true pleasure. I always want to do a health piece. We did our common, and if you joined us late, we did new numbers and cents. The number was 340 if you joined us late. Of course, go back to the archives. And what is the 340 for our numbers and cents for this day? And I told you, we're going to be doing numbers and cents every program. I love it. It's a little segment that I've come up with. And it's S-E-N-S-E, sense, as it makes sense, truth, logic, and common sense. And you tell me, as Ms. Pasternak said, you know, China is just not in America, but, you know, we got to take our backyard first. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if you found out that, I mean, I don't know what you might think, but, you know, you might if you found that you had an entity that moved into your town that was promoting something that was adverse to your family, you know, your family values. I don't know what your family values is. Something that would be logical, you know. You just don't believe that it's right for someone to join your street and be producing fentanyl in the basement. And you found that out, and, I mean, would you say, oh, it's okay? I mean, everybody has a chance to try to make some money. Or would you say, wait a minute, I got a problem with that. Because if it's being made right down the street, it's probably going to be sold somewhere in the neighborhood. And I don't want somebody giving my child, because you know what they do now is they make the fentanyl. It looked like, many of you should know this, Sweet Tarts. It used to be one of my favorite candies. Well, if you done your homework and you know what's going on, which if you haven't, check into this. Now the fentanyl coming in tablets that look like Sweet Tarts. So now, you know, when you start, I told you, when you mess with the children, you've crossed the line for me. That's it. All bets are off. I don't care what your religious is, what your age, what your sex, gender, your income, it does, political persuasion, it doesn't matter. I cut all ties. So if that were happening in your neighborhood, in your backyard, I think you'd say something. So when I say, and we heard you say, you know, China's, they've got acres, they're doing this on a, if you control the food supply, they're doing this on a global scale. I mean, if you control the food supply, you control the world, you control people. So let's just be more aware of that. With this being Earth Week, Earth Month, let's just kind of keep that right in the forefront. You know, what am I eating when I go to the grocery store with, you know, my little checklist, and or your loved one, spouse, whatever the case may be, child, whoever does your shopping. Be more conscious of what's going on now. I just think that's going to be very, very important. Be aware of the GMO. Do some research. You get off this weekend. You know, you don't have to go to or turn on your laptop or your desktop. You just go to your phone and go to Google, you know, and do some searching. and check some things out there. So that's that segment. I just want to say a little bit about health and wellness. Something that's been heavy on my mind is, and it's, you know, many of you know, or most of you, as a nutritionist certified naturopath, I haven't talked enough over the years about it. And so that is another segment that I'll be talking about more. And if you are interested, I have clients around the country that I work with for their health and wellness, and be more than happy to work with you or a loved one. You can reach out to me at productivenews@outlook.com. That's productivenews@outlook.com. And so I want to talk about probiotics because, you know, I've been using probiotics with clients for the last almost 20 years. And in the last 10 to 12 years, maybe 15, but I'd say more 10 to 12, you've really seen it being promoted because now mainstream is starting to understand that they can't keep it suppressed. Oh, they've known about it since I was, you know, starting as a health professional 20 years ago. But it's at the point where they can't suppress the knowledge. So now they have to succumb, and they're talking about it. And every time you turn on your television once a day, you're going to hear about, oh, there's probiotic product and that probiotic product and the like. But what a lot of folks are thinking is probiotics, which are good bacteria, by the way, for those that don't understand. And we say good bacteria, what do you mean by that? Well, bacteria, the term bacteria is not a negative thing. Bacteria is simply a living organism. And it's like energy. Some energy is good, some energy is bad. Well, some bacteria is good, some bacteria is bad. For example, you'd have to have bacteria, good bacteria, in order to be healthy. The problem is we have bad bacteria as well. Good bacteria actually destroys pathogens that's in our system. Bad bacteria proliferates disease and disorder in our system. So you want to take good bacteria in your system, and primarily it is a digestive supplement, but many people don't realize the mental health link. And in all my studies in studying natural health over the years, and it was one of the very first courses I can remember taking 20 years ago, we learned that life actually starts, and it's just a natural health saying, in the gut. And the second brain is your gut. If you ever talk with a true naturopath nutritionist and you ask them about, what is this about the gut and the brain? And hopefully, if you're talking to someone that's really grounded and have done a good practicum with masters of health, and that's important as a nutritionist and naturopath. It's one thing to be book read, and it's another to have the experience. And it's like Granddad used to say, you learn most, and my granddad was a plumber. He says, you learn more from your apprenticeship than you ever learn in a book. Same thing with the art of nutrition and natural wellness. So most of my true knowledge came from working with masters around the country. And I was always taught that the second brain is your gut. It's one of the first, one of the first organs is your intestinal system that is developed from an embryo. And there's a link there between the gut and the brain. So I just want to share a little bit, and we'll talk more about this over the weeks ahead, because as I committed, I'll be doing a natural health segment every program going forward. So you have to say, Okay, probiotics. I've known that, you know, they're good for the gut. In fact, if you ever have food poisoning, one of the first things to go for is a probiotic. You really should just have them, and you have to keep them in the refrigerator, folks. There are some that they say don't have to be refrigerated, and I've tried those over the years, and I just didn't like the results I got from them. It's not to say that you won't get results. But probiotic, and it should say right on the bottle, keep refrigerated. All right, that's just very, very important because it keeps the life of the probiotics exponentially longer if they're then they're left out. So how do probiotics get from the intestinal tract to the brain? It's called the brain-gut axis, and it links two regions of the body, the nervous system, in the digestive tract. It's known as the enteric or enteric nervous system, and the other is the brain. So you got the nervous system in the gut and in the brain, the central nervous system. And the main pathway is, they call it the vagus nerve. It's a pathway between the gut and the brain. And it's also the longest nerve in the human body. So there's a natural, actual link. So as the gut goes, so does the brain. And you ever heard of brain fog? Well, brain fog stems from the gut. So what I'm getting at is, it's so important that you have good digestion and good nutrition for good mental acuity. And I'm going to leave it with that. If you want more information before the next segment, reach out to me at productivenews@outlook.com. Or if you have access to another means of reaching me, you can do that as well. But I just wanted to share a little bit of some nutritional news before we closed out this evening. If you joined us late, I encourage you to go to the archives and tune in and share, you know, some of what we shared with you, with others. And I thank you for taking the time out. We are live, folks, all the way live. This is Earth Week. Saturday is Earth Day. I can't encourage you enough. Plant a seed. And you know what? It really doesn't have to be a physical seed. Plant a mental seed. Plant a mental seed, especially to some youth. Because what they're being faced with now, I know I'm preaching to the choir, and I love you all just as a choir director would love his choir or her choir. It's an atrocity what's happening to our children. And I know my listener base. I know the demographic. I know the age range. Yes, 40 up. I have some listeners, believe it or not. I have nieces, nephews that tune in, and they're sharp, I'm proud to say. Oh, I'm so proud of my nieces and nephews. Well, chip off the old block, so to speak. We all come from a seed, like my mom and grandmom and the like. And so they're sharp. These young folks, I'm not talking about the millennials. We got to work, just like, you know, the baby boomers. We got some work to do. The millennials got some work to do. But this next generation, Generation Z, they come in strong and hard. They aren't going for the banana in the tailpipe, folks. And they're getting it. But they need some guidance from us, you know, just to help them stay grounded because they're being bombarded with minutiae, as we were using in the earlier part of this program. They're being bombarded by minutiae. And you know, I feel like I could have done more of the last 30 years, you know, to do my part. It's never too late. As long as you can fog a mirror, as we like to say, as long as you've got breath, it's never too late to make that difference. So this is Earth Week. Earth Day is Saturday. Plant a seed in the head of a young person, you know, someone 20 and under, and, you know, give them an idea that they will be needed to make the change that has to happen We can't rely on our political leaders. This isn't a left-wing, right-wing thing. This is just about, you know what I'm going to say by now, truth, logic, and common sense. That's what this really is about. So we need to get into the heads of our young ones and our younger, mature folks, you know, those in your 30s, you know. Y'all need to be speaking to these younger folks. They may resonate a little bit more with you than they would to someone in their 50s. But, you know, the bottom line is we can make a change. It's a big ship. But, you know, how do you move the ship? You just cut that rudder just a little bit, and that ship will start to move. So you and I, well, we're the rudder, and we just got to just make a little bit of a shift, and you'd be surprised what kind of a difference we can make. So plant a seed, that's the goal, a mental, spiritual, energy seed, and then take another level and, you know, plant a physical seed. It's a good thing to see a plant grow, you know, that there's energy there that you put into it. And as that plant grows and it appreciates the love that you've given it, because you can't help it grow without love, so that forces you to bring forth that love energy. It's just a little theory I've been putting together, and I want you to be a part of it. And we're going to keep bringing that energy forward until we see a big difference. So until next week, we're going to have another rocking program for you. Come in with your seatbelt on and send me an email or call me and let me know, you know, what you think, some information that you've heard. You know, I'm going to vet it, make sure it's the real deal, because that's what we do here. One thing, you know, about the program I'm proud of is that, you know, folks can call in and say, well, this is my opinion, and I can say, well, this is my opinion, and, well, this is, you know, the source of my opinion. What's the source of yours? You know, and we can compare notes, and where I am, I'm proud to say I'll put my source up with anybody else's, and we just have that uncommon discourse. Like I said, we can make a difference here, folks. So with that said, we'll close out. Wish you all a safe and enjoyable and wonderful weekend ahead and week next week. And I'm just going to believe that the best is yet to come. I'm just going to believe that. We opened up, if you didn't catch it, with Michael Jackson's Earth Song, you know, one of my absolute favorites. And another one is Heal the World. And, you know, just the guy was just remarkable. For some reason, he's been coming up on my YouTube, and just I look back, even his Dangerous album, just, wow, man. You know, say what you will. You know, I know there's a lot of controversy about certain stuff about Michael, but, you know, he's missed. And I think really what happened is my own, call it conspiracy theory, if you will, I just think it was a plain conspiracy. You know, world of difference between the two. I think he was starting to go against the establishment. And, I believe, had his angst. He was doing some stuff also. This is all my belief. You can have yours, of course. And I just think that those that were protecting him, you know, you can hurt someone in more than one way. You can hurt them by directly doing something against them, or attempt to hurt them, or you can attempt to hurt them by not protecting them. So, you know, there's two ways to approach an affront on someone. It's an interesting book that you might want to add, The Art of War, classic. suggest maybe you check it out. So many entities and players, I'm sure, take a lot of leads from that. But yeah, I think that's what happened with Mike and a lot of them. Because if you look back and you see, why is it that like LeVert, I mean, I'm just Luther. Why are all these folks that just, you know, had good feel good music? Why did they happen to disappear? There's no coincidences in life. If you believe there's coincidences in life, my suggestion to you is just step back, take a deep breath, hold it for 10 seconds, and then slowly exhale. And do that every day, which you should be doing this anyway. But if you believe that there's just coincidences, you need to do some introspecting. Because there's no coincidences. And when you start thinking in those terms, things start to open up before you. And like we say sometimes, it makes you go, And that term that we've been hearing a lot, you know, last 5 or 10 years, makes you kind of want to give the side eye to some things. And it gives you that awareness. And that's one of the themes of this program we had tonight. We kept talking about awareness, awareness, awareness. So that's going to be important. You cannot make a change without being aware first that a change is needed. And believe me, I had to work on Daryl every day. So ain't no shame in the game. In fact, it's something to be proud of, to be aware that, you know, you got to step up the game a bit. So a day doesn't go by that I'm not working on my game. I mean, look at all the greats. And I'll use athletics because I love athletics. Not so much now as I used to, because there was more of a consciousness in that. Well, everything, athletics, entertainment, you know, and I'm going to close on this one. I promise you I'm going to close on this one. Well, maybe I won't promise, but I'm going to close on this one, hopefully. With all this going on in Chicago, you know, more murders than ever, and Chicago is already the leading murder capital in the country. Where is the outrage? You know, where are the athletes? I'm not just talking about you every now and then. You know, you see something on the news. Where are people stepping out? You know, where's the James Brown? Where's the Nina Simone? Where's the Muhammad Ali? Where's the people that are saying, I don't care. Hey, I'm stepping out. I'm just going to speak it. Where are these people? I mean, Chicago's burning, literally. 2-3-year-olds getting shot in the head. This did not happen 15 years ago, folks. It's not because there's more media, social media, and all that crap. That's not. Look at your statistics. Do your homework. It wasn't happening. But where's the outrage? So I would submit that, you know, those who have some kind of ability to make a difference, there's some power. I ain't saying, if, you know, Jay-Z or whoever, I'm just throwing his name out. I don't need Jay-Z coming at me and no bull crap. I just threw a name out. I'm just saying, you know, LeBron. I mean, I'm just saying, you know, just throwing some names out. I mean, who was a chick? I mean, chick, excuse me, that didn't get the Oscar for the Black Panther sequel. I mean, you know, I haven't seen her do nothing about what's happening in Chicago, but you all upset because you didn't get your Oscar. I mean, you know, we got to start just, you know, calling out the snakes in our own garden. Okay, so it's a snake in our garden, but, I mean, I ain't talking about a little garden snake. I'm talking about, you know, a darn python, you know. So, I mean, and we go, oh, it's in my garden, so yeah, maybe we shouldn't say nothing. You know, everybody's like, oh, Boo-Boo, you know, Boo-Boo just knocked that lady down and broke her hip. But, you know, remember Boo-Boo was a kid when he was growing up. He was the cutest little kid. Well, Boo-Boo's a criminal. And he's breaking down old ladies and knocking their heads. We got to go. We need to start calling the snakes out in our backyard. We are our own worst enemy. So, yeah, I'm calling folks out. You know, what's going on? Some of my homeboys. You know, Steve, I appreciate you. You kind of came half out, you know. I saw some of your interviews. You're doing some pretty good stuff, and I like that. Sometimes silence is golden, Arsenio. You know, you're being a little silent there, and that's all right. At least you ain't coming out with some stupid stuff. But I like to see you step out a little bit, bro. You know, come on. Drop some dimes on me. I don't have the dimes to put it out like that. I'm just doing what I can with my little thing I do here on Thursdays, you know, and try to put it out and try to get people to tell other people. And they will, some won't, next. But those that got the wherewithal, I'm doing a shout-out now trying to get some, you know, some influx, some funding so I could, you know, blow it up a little bit. And I'll see what kind of response I get from the brothers and sisters because I'm reaching out, you believe me. And if you want to do something to help it out, I'm always looking to expand the research team. Like, you know, Dick used to teach me, and I'm a product of Dick Gregory. I didn't always agree with him. Most of the time I did, but he taught me a lot. He told me about this whole political thing that's going on right now, you know? So his energy stays with me. He told me, he said, Daryl, don't let this go. He says, you got something. It's going to blow up. Give it some time. It's going to happen. And I'm going to stay with him on that. Dick, I'm going to go with you, man. He said, do this. You got a unique energy. And we would talk very often on the phone. So I'm just coming straight and being real and believing in the universal God, regardless of the religion. I'm going on the universal God. I know my religion and my faith. But there is a universal God, and he will see you through, regardless of the challenges and obstacles. So we got to come together and help heal this world. That's my last statement. And you know, these politicians and mess going on out here, I'm not doing that. I'm not gonna do that whole political affiliation thing because my mama was that, my dada was that, and they, are you kidding me? No. So I'm gonna close out on one of my tunes from Mike, and I thank you for tuning in. Until next week, folks, let's heal this world. God bless. Until the next time, folks, peace and blessings to you and yours. Tell someone about Productive News Weekly, where we just try to bring about some productivity on this planet to make it a better place. That's what it's all about.
The generations in this say we want to make it a better place for our children and our children's children so that they know it's a better world for them and think they can make it a better place.
It's Earth Week.
There's a place in your heart, and I know that it is love, and a place much brighter.